I'm not thrilled with much of what's on TV. Television is called a medium because so little of it is rare or well done.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
All good things must come to an end, they say, and so it is that one of my comedic heroes passed away, aged 85. You may remember him from the Carol Burnett Show, where he played iconic characters like Mr. Tudball with his goofy Swedish accent, or the incompetent dentist trying to pull his first tooth, who accidentally sticks himself with the needle and slowly freezes. We pretty much wore out his movie The Apple Dumpling Gang, where he and Don Knotts took incompetence to a whole new level, as would-be outlaws Theodore and Amos. His how-to videos as the diminutive Scandinavian dwarf were filmed as he knelt with fake shoes attached to his knees. His perfect comedic timing stole scenes and left fans in stitches. His co-stars often found it impossible to stay in character. Known for going off script, he once told a story about Siamese elephants, with their trunks joined together. He felt sorry for them. Normal elephants could make that trumpeting noise, but the poor Siamese elephants just went, snorky. When one sneezed, the other's eyes would get real big, he said. This was completely new to his co-stars, and they couldn't keep it together, much like I can't. He collected a Golden Globe and 6 Emmys, but far more impressive to me was this. His hilarity was suitable for the whole family. Some called him the King of Clean. He joked, I avoid all the language and nudity and violence and everything. I have enough of that at home. Have you guessed who it is? Tim Conway. Go online sometime. Watch his sketches. Be warned. I tell you, they're hilarious. Tim once said, I don't watch a lot of TV anymore. It isn't the kind of thing you can feel comfortable watching with your kids. And I still feel that way even though my kids are in their 30s. When asked why he steers away from dirty humor, he responded, If I wouldn't offend God, why would I want to offend an audience? Because, in effect, those people are being watched over by the same person. Tim was tiny growing up. He said, when you're small, you're either funny or you get beat up a lot. Making someone laugh is a much better way to solve a problem than by using your fists. Jesus became a big part of his life in high school when Tim was carried off the field after getting hit hard in the back. A doctor took an x-ray, found nothing broken, and put him in a neck brace. Years later, Tim visited another doctor due to back spasms. Tim was dumbstruck when the doctor told him that his spasms were a residual effect of a broken vertebrae. Tim mentioned his football injury. The doctor replied, You're one lucky man. Your vertebrae probably was broken when you were hit, but when they picked you up and carried you to the locker room, I'd guess that the vertebrae went back into place. The x-ray may not have shown anything, but I assure you, you came very, very close to being permanently disabled. Tim wrote, Ever since that incident, Jesus and I have stayed in constant touch. I never stopped saying thank you. He adds, I spend a lot of time thinking of the hereafter. Each time I enter a room, I wonder what I'm hereafter. Well, today, Tim isn't just thinking about it. When his friend and co-star Vicki Lawrence heard of Tim's passing, she said, The angels are laughing out loud tonight. I think she's right. I hope to see Tim Conway ad-libbing his lines in the suite by and by someday. Tim once said, I enjoy life because I enjoy making other people enjoy it. Isn't that good? I like that. 1 Peter 4:10 says, Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others. So let's follow Tim Conway's example today and use the gifts we have been given to spread a little joy around.
Promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died. Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.